This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, you'll find them both. They're both free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. So we got still a bunch of stuff here on the plate for tonight. What we're going to get to, I have no idea, because the calls are rolling in, and this is the show about your calls. But coming up, there's some news, some positive news from the Supreme Court, of all places, Manwich, about the war on drugs. It's not huge news, but it is positive, which is unusual considering the makeup of the Supreme Court.
I'm interested.
We'll tell you more about that, but let's go to the phones first. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, sir.
Well, I hear you guys talking about China again.
We are.
Yes, we
some
are.
Exciting things happening there.
It becomes quite a hot topic, it seems like, all the time.
Well, the information revolution is afoot in China, and the Communist Party doesn't know what to do about it.
Yeah, well, I've mentioned in the past that the Communist Party has pretty much lost control in China. They still have their big strong arm that, you know, comes down on people once in a while. But the average Joe on the street over there has pretty much lost all confidence in the Communist Party. I don't know of anybody that I've ever met in China that actually supports the Communist Party. Of course, for all the new listeners, I've been to China about 7 times in the last 10 years. And
indeed. Well, that's interesting. So they don't necessarily support the commies, but they're not ready to do anything about getting rid of them.
I think that you're going to see some big upheavals over there because there are riots right now that take place every so often. You'll get a little paragraph here and there. But there's quite a few riots, and they're typically economic in nature due to either the farmers getting ripped off their property or the factory workers not getting enough money. And
what do you feel like, I mean, just from somebody that's been there 7 times, what do you feel like if there's some sort of a revolution, what do you feel like the communist government would be replaced with?
Oh, I think they would probably attempt to put in some kind of a democratic government.
Mm-hmm. Some sort of democratic socialism or something like that?
Well,
that's where democracy ends up going anyway.
We've actually got more socialism here than they have over there, so I'm not sure that they would replace it with a socialist.
Yeah, they don't have enough money for socialism, really.
Don't, and they don't have the socialized medicine like we have here. Everybody thinks that they do, but they really don't.
Is it private medicine there?
There's private medicine, but there's even the government-owned hospitals and things. You have to pay for treatment. You don't go in there and get it for free just because you're a citizen.
Very interesting.
You're working for the government in some capacity, then you will have free health care for yourself, your wife, and your first child. But if you have a second child, that child isn't covered. And, in fact, I believe if you have a second child, you lose your health coverage for the first child as well. So,
Yeah, I know they have some real strict provisions in regards to reproduction there. Do you feel like there's a freedom movement in China? Some sort of an underground freedom movement?
I do, and I feel that that it really can't be stopped because there's just so darn many people. I don't think people can appreciate this unless they actually go to China and walk down the street and see how many people there are. I mean, here in this country, you walk down the street of mid-sized cities, you don't see anybody on the street. You have to go to somewhere like New York in order to find actually people walking on the street.
Right.
But over there, every city, no matter how big or how small, it's covered with people.
Well, they don't have cars much there either. It's a little unfair. If you go to a freeway, even in a mid-sized city in America, you'll see a jam-packed freeway at 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the number of people that I'm talking about.
Yeah, they have a phenomenal amount. They have six times the amount of people we have.
If a principled pro-freedom message was able to spread in China and people decided that they wanted freedom, it would be unstoppable. The communist government would be, they couldn't do anything about it, could they?
I think that's probably what's going to eventually happen.
Wow.
I don't know how much longer. I've considered moving there myself because,
because things are getting so much worse here.
They're getting worse here, and they're getting better over there. So, you know, it's almost like we're inverting, and the new promised land seems to be China, not the United States.
Well, I think New Hampshire might be our promised land. It might be our escape to freedom in New Hampshire. But
I'm on that Free State Project, so I intend to go there.
Oh, you're a Free State Project member?
Oh, yes.
That's excellent, Gene.
Wow.
That's excellent. Anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
You're going to have to put up with my evangelism there, so that's bad for you.
You're not an evangelist, are you?
Oh, every person is an evangelist to their cause, whatever.
Well, you're an anarchist evangelist. You're not a Christian evangelist as much, are you?
No, I'm a Christian evangelist.
I thought that you gave up the Jesus freak days. I thought that you weren't in people's faces anymore.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that I don't tell people what I believe. And that's
I see.
If he labels himself a Christian anarchist, it's pretty clear that he's, what he's standing for.
I suppose so. I guess when I think of the word evangelism, I think of people standing on the street corner shouting or shoving tracks in people's faces, and that's not what you do.
No, all it takes is to open your mouth and talk. That's
okay.
Evangelism.
Very good. Well, Gene, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks, man, for the update. 800-259-9231. It really is exciting what's going on over in China, and it's going to be an interesting next, I think, few decades to see what happens there. Let's go to Luke in North Carolina. Speaking of immigration and people moving about from place to place, Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, I want to talk about this idea that the immigrants are stealing all of our money and sending it back to their native lands. And it's just totally transparent, because if an immigrant is working here, it doesn't matter. They can do two things with their money. They can spend it, or they can send it back to their family.
Okay. Or they could save it.
Or they can save it, but saving is eventually...
Who does that crap?
Yeah, and it's eventually equivalent to spending. So okay, either way, Americans, current Americans, don't get to spend that money. Okay?
That's true.
So, but consider the case, so it doesn't really make a difference to us which one they do, okay?
People believe that that's sucking money out of the economy.
Okay, let me address that. Okay. The reason that they're sending money to their families back home is because their families want American dollars, because other people want American dollars, okay? The reason why people want American dollars is because American dollars can be used to purchase American goods somewhere down the line. They don't just want them because they're little green pieces of paper and they're really pretty.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't think that you could suggest that the people that are receiving the money from the immigrants in this country are exclusively using them to buy American products.
The people who are receiving...
Yeah, the family members who are in other countries that are receiving the money.
Think about this. No, they're not using them. They're exchanging them with other people. But what I'm saying is that the reason why American dollars have value is because somewhere down the line they're going to be used to purchase American goods. Otherwise, they're worthless. They're just pieces of paper.
I see what you're saying, and that sort of would have been my response had we had time to talk to the gentleman. I mean, to suggest that only money leaves this country is silly. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's plenty of products that we sell around the world. Other people in other countries are buying American products. Whether or not they're the individuals that receive their money from immigrants is a non-issue. It is a world economy. Money will always flow over borders. And if we close our borders to trade, then we're going to be in big trouble. We really are.
Yeah.
And,
well,
yes,
let me just say one last thing. If you consider... what would happen if people didn't use their dollars to buy American goods and they just kept circulating around? Well, that would amount to a decrease in the money supply in our country, which would cause deflation, which means that all the prices would go down.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, that isn't happening, obviously, because we have inflation, not deflation.
Right. Yeah, so the Federal Reserve is keeping up, always pumping out new bills, so really it doesn't matter how many we send out of the country, they'll keep printing them. Thanks for the call, Luke, we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. But as usual, the anti-immigration people just don't understand the economy. We'll come back, talk more about that, and the victory in the war on drugs. It's on the way. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's StemEnhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. When you want to keep up to date with the show, you should be on the updates list because we'll send you an email whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. If you're on the list, you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com and signing up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So just to, I guess, since we were talking about immigration a moment back, man, which let's talk about the economic blunders, a few of the economic blunders that these people make. And you had suggested that, really, these people are just racist, right, man? Which,
you know, it's difficult for me to... xenophobic would be the term that I would actually use. But, you know, isolationists, ethnocentrists, things like that.
So people, one of our callers' claims last hour was that individuals in this country, immigrants that come in here, are sending their hard-earned money out to their families that live back in Mexico or wherever it was that they came from. And I just don't see what's wrong with that, just on a fundamental level. What, do you have something against helping out your mother and father? You know? Mom and dad live in a, you know, old shack in some town in Mexico, and if you can help them live, you know, buy food and stuff like that by sending them a few bucks a month, what's wrong with that?
You know, I understand why people don't want immigrants coming to this country and living off of the sucking off the teat of the welfare system.
Of course, I understand that totally.
I don't understand why we don't want their labor to help us develop the products that we you know, want to consume and develop them more.
They're going to take your jobs. That's why they'll take your jobs.
I don't. Okay, well. You know, there's lots of jobs out there.
No, the ignorance of that statement is the fact that when new people come in, new jobs are created for them. That's how the economy works, because a new individual walking through the gates of this country is someone that's going to create demand for products. That person has to eat, that person has to be fed, that person has somewhere to, has to have somewhere to sleep, and that means that other people have to be hired to provide that person with those products and with those services.
Yeah.
So every new person that sets foot
across...
They need
rent, they need food.
Right. As long as they're not sucking off the welfare teat, and we think that should be abolished entirely. Welfare should be totally on a voluntary, privately funded basis in this country. Government welfare needs to go away. And needs to be run. If somebody wants to have their own little charity program funded voluntarily, that's fine.
Sure.
That's fine with me. As long as you're not forcing me to pay. That's the issue there. So let's let people come in and let them send the money wherever they want to. You're just trying to cover up your racism, essentially, is what you're trying to do. Because there's nothing wrong with helping people. I mean, what if I was to adopt one of the African kids? You know, how Sally Struthers gets on television and, for pennies a day, you can feed these children. You know, for 30 cents or whatever it is, 3 cents a day. I don't even know what it costs, but it's darn cheap. So if I'm sending my hard-earned money to feed some kid in another country, is that something you're going to be against, too? Or are you going to crack down on... charity programs like that because they're sending money out of the country? I mean, how ludicrous. We could take this as nutty as you want to go. It's nuts. It's nuts to suggest that what you're suggesting is you're suggesting preventing people from spending the money in the way that they wish. It doesn't matter if they're immigrants or not, does it? I mean, if your issue really is that people are sending money out of the country, then... why don't you just crack down on that instead?
You know, I don't really want a big, giant police force along our borders.
I don't either.
I feel it's dangerous. You know, the bigger the police force, the more easily it can be used against the citizens.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't seem like a good idea. And another thing about borders and security and all that stuff is, you know, there's all kinds of, lots and lots of illegal Chinese immigrants that are brought over here every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where are they coming from? They're not coming across the border.
Ship containers.
Yep.
And they are paying off the border guards, and they're paying off customs.
These guys, you can't pay these guys enough to make them worth having.
It's nutty.
And still, if you pay them $100,000 a year, they'd still like to get another $100,000 a year under the table, wouldn't you?
Of course. Of course. There's no way you can stop immigration. People are going to want to come here as long as our economy is good, and that's just it. You're not going to ever stop them, so deal with it. 800-259-9231. All right, so here's some good news for you, man, which... straight out of Washington, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously today that a small congregation in New Mexico may use hallucinogenic tea as part of a four-hour ritual intended to connect with God. Justices, in their first religious freedom decision under Chief Justice John Roberts, moved decisively to keep the government out of a church's religious practice. Federal drug agents should have been barred from confiscating the Hosaka tea of the Brazil-based church, Roberts wrote in the decision. The tea, which contains an illegal drug known as DMT, is considered sacred. Members of El Centro Espírita Beneficiente Unido Derecha has a blend of Christian beliefs and South American traditions. Members believe they can understand God only by drinking the tea, which is consumed twice a month in four-hour-long ceremonies.
They're understanding God drinking this tea, huh?
That's what they believe. New Justice Samuel Alito did not take part in the case, which was argued last fall before Sandra Day O'Connor prior to her retirement. Roberts said that the Bush administration had not met its burden under a federal religious freedom law to show that it could ban the sect's sincere religious practice. The Chief Justice had also been skeptical of the government's position in the case last fall, suggesting that the administration was demanding too much. He didn't like the zero-tolerance approach. I got to hand it to them. I mean, this is a good decision. They voted 9-0 on this, man.
Really?
Which, that's shocking to me.
It is shocking.
In a good way. The Bush administration has argued that the drugs in the tea not only violates the federal narcotics law, but a treaty in which the United States promised to block the importation of drugs, including dimethyltryptamine, also known as DMT. Let's take this aside for a moment and visit our friends over at Arrowhead.org, which is where you can go if you're looking for all kinds of detail and information about drugs. DMT, according to Arrowhead, if you smoke it, and they're not smoking it, so I'm not sure what the difference between the smoking and the tea effects are.
How quickly it reacts.
The tea's going to take longer to come on. The tea is not going to be quite as intense. But nonetheless, it's a fairly short operating drug, probably a total effects of an hour maximum. Positive effects, short duration, immersive experiences, intense open-eye visuals, kaleidoscopic patterning. You're seeing colors. You're seeing things change. You're seeing shapes that may not necessarily be there. Powerful rushing of sensation. So you get some sort of a body buzz out of it. Radical perspective shifting. Profound life-changing spiritual experiences. So there have been a lot of Indian tribes and people like that that have used a variety of different drugs over the years. And have you ever experienced anything like this, Manwich?
DMT? This is my first experience with it. Don't know anything about it.
I have done very little psychedelics in my time.
Doesn't seem like it's real good for your brain.
Doing a lot of it, I can't imagine it would be. Neutral effects, change in perception of time, auditory hallucination. Apparently you get buzzing. Color shifting. Negative effects. Could be overly intense. You could get freaked out. Like kind of people on a bad acid trip, sort of like that. Hard on the lungs to smoke. Slight stomach discomfort. Difficulty integrating experiences, overwhelming fear, fast onset and intensity can lead to problems if not prepared. So, you know, like with any drug, there is some serious precaution that you're going to want to take if you're going to be using these things. But this particular religion has been doing this for a long time. I mean, this is a tradition. Indian tribes in the United States have used salvia, which is another natural drug. And in fact, salvia is actually legal in the United States to consume. It's illegal in Australia, but Australia is the only country that has made it illegal. And this is a drug where if you do it just in the right way, you can actually step into the, as they call it, the shaman state. So this is why religions believe that they can get in touch with their creator, because it is a totally mind-shifting, mind-altering experience. And in this case, the Supreme Court gave it their approval. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com. Or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can visit our newest feature on the website. It is the Wiki. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you'll find that it is something that has been completely created by our listeners. And it grows by the day. It is, it's something that you can add to, you can change, you can modify it, and so can everyone else. That's the catch. It's the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about this Supreme Court case, which ruled unanimously today that a small congregation in New Mexico may now use hallucinogenic tea as part of their four-hour-long ritual intended to connect with God. The tea has a little chemical in it called DMT, which stands for dimethyltryptamine, I believe. It is a drug that can cause intense open-eye visuals, kaleidoscopic patterning, and profound life-changing spiritual experiences. According to Arrowhead.org, the feeling of doing DMT is as though one had been struck by noetic lightning. The ordinary world is almost instantaneously replaced, not only with a hallucination, but a hallucination whose alien character is its utter alienness. Nothing in this world can prepare one for the impressions that fill your mind when you enter the DMT sensorium. That's what one person had to say about it. So that's what this
quite alliterative.
That is what this particular religion is doing twice a month. They're drinking DMT in a tea form. So they're imbibing it. You can smoke it, and that's how you really get the intense effects. I presume that the tea is less intense, but nonetheless they probably still have some sort of mind altering experience on it. And the Supreme Court has said, yeah, go ahead. You have a religious exemption on the drug issue, which I think is pretty revolutionary, because haven't the Rastafarians been trying for this for the longest time?
To what?
To get a religious exemption for smoking weed?
Well, they've got a... it's a different drug, you know.
Right, but nonetheless, I mean, they've been shot... I believe they have been shot down in the past, and I would think that this might have some sort of precedent. And actually, it says here that the justices sent the case back to a federal appeals court, which could consider more evidence. What does that mean? I thought when the Supreme Court ruled on something that it was done, it was over with.
Well, sometimes there's portions of the case that they want cleared up, that kind of thing, but I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Bill.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to kind of like, you know, maybe clarify a little bit about this DMT stuff. It's kind of ridiculous for the government to even try and ban importation of DMT simply because it's everywhere.
What do you mean?
How's that?
Because it is a component of more plants than I can care to list.
Really?
If anybody would like, they can find a book called TCAL by Dr. Alexander Shulgin. And this goes into extremely, high level of detail about all of the various tryptamine drugs that he has researched.
Okay.
And he's got an excellent chapter in that book called DMT is Everywhere. Hmm. And he proceeds to list all of the different plants and, you know, that DMT is contained in.
As I understand it, it actually, not only is it occurring in plants, but it actually occurs in our normal brain metabolism.
Sure, and the problem is that, you know, your normal metabolism is to eat up DMT with something called monoamine oxidase. And the reason that most people will smoke DMT is because your natural monoamine oxidase immediately deactivates the DMT. It's sort of like nicotine being extremely poisonous, but your body deals with it by neutralizing it.
Hmm.
And so what you need to do with these teas is co-administer another plant that has monoamine oxidase inhibitors in it. And that's the only way that the DMT becomes orally active.
I see.
And that's why you get less of an intense effect, but it's prolonged over several hours instead of being about a minute long.
Ah, so the guys in this religion are actually getting good effects for a longer period of time as opposed to people that are smoking the DMT.
Right, because when you smoke it, you know, you're going to be taking vaporized DMT, smearing it over probably about 2 football fields worth of surface area on the inside of your lung. All of that's going to go straight to your brain, and you're going to, you know, experience what, you know, pretty much amounts to a much higher level of DMT all at once. Whereas if you drink the tea, you're going to slowly absorb it, and it's going to last over a longer period of time, but it's going to be a much more attenuated experience.
Do you think that the Supreme Court decision is going to have any sort of an effect on other religions that use that would like to use drugs in their ceremonies, like the Rastafarians?
You know, that's really hard to say. I suppose it really all depends on public opinion. You know, here in America, we don't have really any rights left, where everything
right.
kind of comes down to the opinion of a judge, or whether or not people decide, yeah, we're going to go with it, or yeah, we're not. It's more, you know, like tyranny of the pure democracy than a constitutional republic, so it's kind of hard to...
Yeah, I don't know if this case is going to blaze any trails necessarily in, you know, as far as us ending the war on drugs, but it is good news. I mean, it was a unanimous decision on their part, and they do, for some reason now, all of a sudden, they've decided to start respecting religion's use of drugs. Bill, any final thoughts for us?
I think, you know, that probably education's our best weapon. You know, get people out there, get them to read books, you know, like from Dr. Alexander Shulgin or from Terrence McKenna, and let them understand really what these things are all about, rather than, you know, relying on fear to make their decisions.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. If you don't want to go out and buy a book, then you can just go to Arrowid, E-R-O-W-I-D, Arrowid.org. If you really want to do serious research about drugs, that's the place to do it. They've got it all, and it's all documented. There's user experiences. I've got 50 different DMT experiences here. I've got everything from glowing positive experiences to bad trips to everything in between. And so you can really go in and do real digging and learn about these things far more than you could ever get from drug abuse resistance education or any other government program that's designed to educate people about drugs. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. So good news from the Supreme Court. Will it go anywhere? Will anything revolutionary happen from it? Remains to be seen.
Hard to say.
Let's move on, though. Let's talk to Winston Wolf in Indiana. Winston Wolf, you want to take control of the airwaves. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, well, Ian, I was listening to the podcast from last Wednesday, and keep in mind that I haven't heard the rest of the podcast, so this may have already been addressed. But I was listening to the podcast with my wife, and you made a blanket statement about hunters drinking and then going and hunting. As a general statement, everybody does it.
I don't think I said everybody does it. That's just sort of the impression that I get from the type of people that I sold hunting permits to back in the day.
I'm telling you, that's not anywhere near the case. I know a great number of hunters, and none of us ever mix drinking and hunting together. Now, we may go drinking after we hunt.
Oh, yeah?
But never before.
I can't imagine you being good at it if you'd been drinking. You know, it's like fishing. The serious fishermen or hunters probably wouldn't drink.
Well, I don't know about fishermen because I don't fish. But
every fisherman that I've ever known drinks while they're fishing.
Well,
I know that's not a blanket statement.
Well, I was listening to it with my wife, and she almost had a heart attack over this. She said, you have to call them and set them straight.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, we appreciate that, Winston Wolf. Thank you for the call, man. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. I didn't label all hunters that way. It's just the impression that I got from the kind of person that was buying hunting permits. Fishers, though, every single one I've met drinks.
Oh, get out of here.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called Trivibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the number you need to take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you miss a moment of the show, go get them online. The archives are there for you, and they are all free at freetalklive.com. We go back 10 months. You get them all on the house, freetalklive.com. All right, so still to come tonight, we have got a story about circumcision being decided by a judge. Two parents disagreeing, so it's up to the judge at this point. We'll tell you more about that. Plus, detention centers. And we found
Tails?
Some... Yeah, well, no, detention centers.
What are they for?
We'll tell you about that.
Okay.
Also, coming up, I got an email from someone that actually supports a smoking ban. So we'll find out about what he thinks. Let's go with the phones. In the meantime, though, this is a show about your call, so let's talk to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt.
Good evening, Walt. What's up?
Yeah, well, I want to address two different emails that you guys read about a week ago, one from Rick and one from this other guy who
it doesn't matter who it was.
Federal agent.
What was it about? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, Rick had mentioned, you know, that he was, you know, a good American, and he mentioned me in his email, and I appreciate that, Rick, if you're listening. I'm sure there's a lot of good folks out there like me and you that want our country back. I consider
Wait,
myself...
what was the email about?
He was the federal agent.
No, there's two emails.
No, not Rick. Rick wasn't the federal agent. He was talking about that he was going to carry his gun because his state had a law, and my attitude is, Rick, brother, I don't want to lose you to some stubborn streak that you may have, because last night, if you were listening, Ian and Manwich read the story about the guy in Louisiana, my home state, that got arrested for carrying a gun when it's legal.
That's right. He was open carrying.
Don't do it. Sharpen up your hand-to-hand combat skills, brother, I'm going to tell you.
So wait, you're telling this guy to not carry a gun?
Don't do it even if the law says. We've got open carry here, but I'm not going to carry. One, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, in the second place...
Because you'll crush their skull.
Well, I figure that if you pull a gun on me, I'm going to... First thing I'm going to ask you is, what the hell are you doing with my gun?
And then you're going to take it from them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and he won't like it. I might even get his finger along with it. But the thing is this. And you know,
I want to live next door to Walt someday. Let's move to the second email. What was the second? The federal agent.
The federal agent, he identified himself that he was a federal agent because you guys had kind of poo-pooed, or somebody had poo-pooed.
Manwich had poo-pooed him.
Okay, if you truly are a federal agent, that actually has a badge instead of just a plastic ID card on your chest, and you actually do carry a gun instead of a broom, you need to resign your job, because as I read the Constitution, our federal government has no policing powers. You are a criminal, sir. With all due respect, you need to resign. Law enforcement we are supposed to have is for the United States Treasury, and that is only to keep the criminals in D.C. from stealing our money or any other criminals
now,
from stealing
our money. Now, hold on now, Walt. Now, I see where you're coming from. You're concerned that, I mean, you were in the military for a long time, and you came to the realization that you had followed bad orders, that you were doing things that were illegal, and you were angry about it, and for good reason.
I'm very angry about it.
Now,
yes.
Wouldn't it be possible, though, that this guy, the federal agent that you're referring to, has sent me a few emails since then, and he's really turning in our direction. He's coming towards liberty. He's coming towards libertarianism. And, you know, it's a process that takes time. Wouldn't you agree, though, Walt, that there's some value in having a liberty-minded federal agent and having somebody on the inside? You know, maybe he would be less likely to follow bad orders. Maybe he could make a difference on the inside. Maybe they'll assign him to investigate you someday, and instead of bringing you into jail, he leaves you alone. I mean, wouldn't there be some sort of valuable ability in having him there?
You know, yes, I agree with that, because I still have two friends working in D.C. myself, but I personally know these two gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I really don't, and he sounds like he might have been somewhat new to them. And the bottom line is, sir, with all due respect, if you're listening, I don't mean any disrespect to you, but you need to read your Constitution. You work for a criminal organization, okay? You need to do what you can do. Stop and think about it. 3,000 people were murdered on 9/11. They weren't murdered by people that wear turbans, but rather that wear pinstripe suits.
There's certainly some very compelling evidence to that particular.
You know,
I gotta say, I don't believe the government story. I'm not sure if I totally believe the conspiracy theorists, but they've got more compelling evidence than the government does. Well, thanks for the call, as always, man. We really appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I know the federal agent. He listens. I don't know him personally, but he listens when he's doing his workouts, so I'm sure he'll take that to heart. Thanks for the advice, Walt. We certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What do you think, man? Do you think there's a valuable portion to having liberty-minded people on the inside of government?
I do. I think that having liberty-minded people everywhere, although if they voted with their feet, I don't think there's enough of us to vote with our feet in that respect. You know, the liberty-minded people get out of government and then suddenly the government's going to screech to a halt? No.
Oh, no, of course not. They'll just hire somebody else to replace you,
yeah.
And then we'll have one less liberty-minded person in government. I couldn't do it myself. I couldn't bring myself to work for a bureaucracy personally. I'd probably go insane. But nonetheless, if that's where you're at and you feel like you can make a difference on the inside, plus you could be sort of like an inside agent. You could throw monkey wrenches into things. You could sabotage big government plans, big government projects. So you could be valuable in that particular, like an inside asset to the Liberty Movement. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Circumcision coming up. Your calls about anything. It is your show. Take control of the airwaves. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You've got over an hour left to get your calls in about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll notice that everything's free. We give it all away to you. The archives, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. If you want to help support the show, you can go shopping through freetalklive.com. We have a partnership with our friends over at amazon.com, which is the biggest shopping destination on the internet. I mean, they have everything. Everything from DVDs to kitchen appliances to furniture and more. I mean, it is all there. I mean, marital aids, they've got it all. Amazon.com. And they even sell food at Amazon.com. I buy my hot sauce through Amazon.com. And we want to send you there. All you have to do to get Free Talk Live a cut of any sale that's made is to go through our website. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, or you can just enter through one of the amazon.com banners on our website. You'll find them on the bulletin board system. You'll also find it in our banner column. But it's easy to just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. If you buy stuff within 24 hours of going through our website, we'll get credit. They'll send a percentage our way. It doesn't cost you anything extra, except for just a moment, by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. And it's working, man. We've had people buy, I think, 25 items so far since we've been promoting this.
Really?
It's cool. Yeah. Wow. All kinds. It's neat, too, because I get to see. I get to see what you're buying. Now, I don't know who you are. I just get to see who's buying. I just get to see what has been bought.
I see.
So I can't identify the
actual
buyer. They're
buying it anonymously, but you can see the stuff. That,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like just being able to look at what goes across the cash register at the grocery store.
Exactly. Yeah,
but not know neat. who's putting it across there.
Yeah. All right. So here you go. News out of Chicago. An Illinois judge has halted the circumcision, this is from UPI, of an 8-year-old boy. Well, 8? Wow. Don't they normally do it when you're 8? Weeks old or something, or right out of the womb? When do they normally do circumcisions?
Pretty quickly after birth.
Yeah, this guy's 8 years old.
Oh, my.
The father is contesting the mother's plan for the operation. Cook County Circuit Court Judge Kaplan granted a temporary restraining order on the operation to preserve the child's privacy. They're not releasing names. 31-year-old mother has said two doctors agreed with the circumcision. Well, of course, they want the money. saying it will prevent medical problems. Like what? Like what? We've talked about circumcision before on this show. It's a disturbing practice. It's antiquated. And if you have soap and water, you shouldn't have any medical problems.
You know, there are cases of medical problems with, you know, leaving the foreskin on. I mean, it can
really?
It can be constrictive in some cases. Few, but some.
I suppose if you're having a problem with your foreskin, then you could remove it. But
sure.
By default,
just like if you're having a problem with any part of your body, you can have it operated on.
By default, it's pretty safe to have your foreskin. And as a matter of fact, it actually makes sex more pleasurable from what I'm told. I don't know because I don't have mine. The 49-year-old father fears it will harm his son both emotionally and physically. He called it an unnecessary amputation, and I got to agree with him.
Yeah.
Circumcisions usually performed on newborns aren't common worldwide and have actually ebbed recently in the United States, whereas about 60% of boys now get the procedure compared to 90% back in 1970. So that's good news, man, which less and less people are deciding to go with this, which is interesting because you might find this fascinating if you weren't aware. The reason why circumcision became popular in the United States is because of a bunch of religious zealots. Because they didn't want you touching yourself. That was the idea. Well, and believe it or not, it was a guy named Kellogg and a guy named Graham that were behind it. Yeah, that Kellogg and that Graham. Graham crackers, Kellogg cereal. They were religious zealot nuts who believed that they should do anything they possibly could to prevent people from pleasuring themselves. That's why circumcision was made popular. Disturbing and sick. And I hope that this poor 8-year-old boy doesn't have it done to him. Hour number three.
His will at this point.
Yeah, hour number three is coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.